like to offer a few minutes of guidance as we move into meditation on the water element. Mindfulness of the water element internally and externally, and both internally and externally. Our bodies, we're told, I've heard different percentages, 70%, 80% water. And we can feel that wateriness in the body, the saliva in the mouth, the fluid in the eyes, the softness of the body, the degree to which the body can be pressed and molded into, if you push on your muscles, the degree to which you can press them in, that's the presence of the water element. It's not the earth element. The earth element has hardness and rigidity. Water flows down, and we can feel perhaps in the soft parts of the body, the face, can feel the gravity pulling down on the watery parts of the body. So water is continually flowing through. We're always renewing our water element in the body, and it's always flowing out. And it comes in and it becomes part of the bloodstream and our lymph system. It carries nutrients and oxygen through the body and then carries waste and toxins from the body. And so just bringing awareness to that flow, the water element internally and externally. So one of the ways of contemplating the elements is that how dependent our existence is upon the presence of these elements. So we need food. How long can we go without food? A few days, a week. Sometimes people have gone a couple of weeks or more. The body begins to actually consume itself when we go too long without the earth element of food. Of course, all food has, to a certain extent, presence of water, liquid in it. But water, we can go less time before the body can't exist anymore. So maybe a few days. And then warmth, without any warmth, maybe it's an hour or a couple of hours. If there's no external warmth, the body can only maintain its warmth, its fire element, for so long, and the air element, its minutes. So, So water element internally, and the dependency of the renewing of the source of water continually in the body. I read something once. I can't remember exactly what it was, but it just struck me as such a beautiful thing, that the story of an indigenous grandfather who was lying in a field with his grandchild and looked and pointed up at the clouds and said, that's you up there. I thought, we are the clouds, we are the river, we are the humidity, we are the rain, we are the ocean. Life comes from water, emerged from the oceans, first formed. We carry the ocean as when we carry a child in pregnancy, where the body has learned to carry the ocean within it to create a space, an environment for life to emerge through those different stages of evolution. And mature and develop into a human being. So it's such an amazing thing that we can do that. We can carry the ocean within us to bring forth new life. And so just contemplating this water element internally, externally, and both internally and externally. Can we understand that this element is alive? It's alive as part of our life. It's alive as part of the cycle of the whole web of life. What a beautiful, awesome, miraculous thing. Water element. And it's not me, it's not mine, it's not, I don't own it. And each of our lives is dependent upon this presence of the water element. So as you meditate, I invite you to take some time in this sitting practice to be aware of this water element internally, externally, and both internally and externally.